Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the world's news. The headlines. Mauritius Prime Minister Naveen Chandra Ramgulam calls on President Droupadi Murmu. Special economic package by India will support needs of the island nation, asserts President Murmu. India and US decide to intensify efforts to achieve early conclusion of mutually beneficial trade agreement. Israel launches massive ground assault on Gaza City. Legendary actor-director Robert Redford passes away in United States. And in cricket, India vice-captain Smriti Mandhana reclaims top spot in ICC Women's ODI batting rankings. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister of Mauritius, Naveen Chandra Ramgulam, today called on President Droupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Welcoming the Prime Minister and his delegation, the President said that Mauritius occupies a special place in India's neighbourhood first policy, Mahasagar vision, and in India's commitment to the Global South. The President said the partnership and cooperation between the two nations has been growing steadily in every field. She expressed confidence that the new special economic package will be able to meet the needs of the government and people of Mauritius. President Murmu said the projects will enhance infrastructure and will have a positive impact on the lives of the people in the coming years. We have a report.
Prime Minister of Mauritius Naveen Chandra Ramgulam is concluding his 8-day state visit today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Mr. Ramgulam held delegation-level talks in Varanasi and comprehensively reviewed the enhanced strategic partnership between India and Mauritius. They also identified new opportunities to deepen collaborations across sectors of mutual interest that will drive shared prosperity for both countries, their peoples, and the region. The leaders also witnessed MOU exchanges spanning science, oceanography, power, hydrography, community development, and capacity building. Mr. Modi also announced a special economic package, keeping in mind the needs and priorities of Mauritius. Mr. Ramgulam visited Mumbai, Varanasi, Ayodhya, Tirupati, and Dehradun during the visit. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
India and the US have decided to intensify efforts to achieve early conclusion of a mutually beneficial trade agreement. A team of officials from the Office of United States Trade Representative, led by Chief Negotiator for India, US Bilateral Trade Agreement Negotiations, Brendan Lynch, is on a visit to India. The team today held discussions with officials from the Department of Commerce in New Delhi, led by Special Secretary, on India-US trade ties, including on the India-US bilateral trade agreement. Commerce and Industry Ministry said the discussions between the two sides were positive and forward-looking. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with Prime Minister of Denmark, Mette Frederiksen, today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said both the nations have reaffirmed their strong commitment to strengthening the Green Strategic Partnership and to an early conclusion of the India-EU Free Trade Agreement. He also mentioned that the two countries have shared mutual interest in bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko today said that Russia and Belarus are rehearsing the launch of Russian tactical nuclear weapons as part of joint war games. State media quoted the Belarusian chief of staff as saying that the exercises also featured Russia's Oreshnik hypersonic missile. Russia and Belarus are wrapping up 5 days of war games, codenamed Zapad West, in a show of force they say is designed to test their combat readiness. Belarus, which borders Russia and Ukraine, as well as NATO members Poland, Lithuania and Latvia, hosts Russian tactical nuclear weapons, which Moscow retains command and control of. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Israel unleashed a long-threatened ground assault on Gaza City today, declaring Gaza is burning as Palestinians there describe the most intense bombardment they had faced in 2 years of war. In a social media post, Defense Minister Israel Katz said that the Israel Defense Forces has striked with an iron fist at the terrorist infrastructure, and IDF soldiers are fighting bravely to create the conditions for the release of the hostages and the defeat of Hamas. An Israel Defense Forces official said ground troops were moving deeper into the enclave's main city. He said the number of soldiers will rise in coming days to confront up to 3,000 Hamas combatants, and IDF believes are still in the city. In launching the assault, Israel's government defied European leaders' threatening sanctions. A United Nations Commission of Inquiry concluded that Israel had committed genocide in Gaza, incited by top officials, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Israel called the assessment scandalous and fake. India's ambassador to the United States, Vinay Mohan Quatra, underlined the long-standing and fruitful space partnership between Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, and the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, describing it as one of the most important pillars of India-US cooperation. Mr. Quatra was speaking at the India-USA Space Collaboration event in Washington. The ambassador said the collaboration has grown through various missions and programs, including the Chandrayaan mission, the Armatus Accords, and the recent NISAR launch.
The future is clearly bright. India is looking at its own manned mission to Moon, but also its own space program, which we are expecting to be ready between 2028 and 2035, its own space station, and of course the Gaganyaan mission. And in all this, NASA has truly been really an exemplary partner for us.
World Ozone Day is being observed today. The day aims to raise awareness about the crucial role of the ozone layer in safeguarding life on Earth. This year's Ozone Day is celebrated under this theme, From Science to Global Action. The campaign highlights how scientific findings translated into policy measures and international cooperation, demonstrating the power of united efforts in addressing environmental challenges. We have a report.
Often described as Earth's umbrella, the ozone layer acts as a protective shield, blocking harmful UV radiations from the sun. This natural barrier significantly reduces the risk of skin cancer, cataracts, and damage to the ecosystems. 40 years ago, nations came together under the Vienna Convention for the Protection of the Ozone Layer, a groundbreaking agreement marking the beginning of a global commitment to safeguarding the ozone. This year's celebration honors a journey from early scientific warnings to the strong international cooperation that followed, leading to real and lasting environmental impact. On this World Ozone Day, let's come together to protect the ozone layer and move towards a sustainable future where our planet thrives for generations to come. With Neelam Kaushik, Kaumudi Parikh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
In his video message at an event in New Delhi to mark the occasion, Union Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav, today said, India has become one of the first countries in the world to have the Cooling Action Plan. Mr. Yadav mentioned that India succeeded in achieving 67.5% reduction in the production and use of hydrofluorocarbons. Legendary Hollywood actor-director Robert Redford passed away today at the age of 89 at his home in Utah, Western United States. The actor-director-producer is known for his roles in classic films such as Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. The Sting and the President's Men, he won an Oscar for directing Ordinary People in 1980 and received an Honorary Lifetime Achievement Oscar in 2002. Team India vice-captain Smriti Mandhana has reclaimed the top spot in the latest ICC Women's Cricket ODI batting rankings. The opening batter dethroned England skipper Nat Sivabrant after a fine half-century against Australia in the series opener on Sunday. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Mauritius Prime Minister Navin Chandraram Gulam calls on President Draupadi Murmu. Special economic package by India will support needs of island nation, asserts President Murmu. India and US decide to intensify efforts to achieve early conclusion of mutually beneficial trade agreement. Israel launches massive ground assault on Gaza City. Legendary actor-director Robert Redford passes away in United States. And in cricket, India vice-captain Smriti Mandhana reclaims top spot in ICC Women's ODI batting rankings. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.